light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The First Rule of Mastery by high-performance psychologist Michael Gervais is a field guide for escaping the trap of external approval and reclaiming your potential. Drawing on decades of coaching Olympic champions, elite teams, and world-class creators, Gervais names the core barrier to mastery as FOPO, the fear of other people's opinions. He shows how this invisible bias narrows attention, fuels anxiety, and causes talented people to play small. Through practical frameworks, science-backed tools, and vivid case examples, the book teaches you to build an inner scoreboard anchored in values and purpose, rather than chasing likes, status, or perfection. The result is a systematic approach to confidence, focus, and courageous expression that travels from locker room to boardroom to everyday life. Whether you are leading a team, launching a project, or simply wanting to feel more free in your own skin, this book maps the path from performing for approval to performing with conviction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding FOPO and its hidden costs, FOPO, the fear of other people's opinions, is the central antagonist of the book. Gervais explains how the human brain, shaped by tribal survival, over-indexes on social judgment. In modern life, this bias has been amplified by constant metrics and public feedback loops, from performance reviews to social media. The costs are real and measurable. FOPO hijacks attention, elevates stress hormones, constricts creativity, and drives safe choices over bold, value-aligned action. It also fragments identity, because energy is diverted to impression management rather than skill development and deep relationships. Gervais invites readers to identify their FOPO triggers, such as high-stakes meetings, creative critiques, or status comparisons. He differentiates healthy regard for others from compulsive approval-seeking, showing how the latter erodes learning and joy. By normalizing FOPO as a trainable pattern, not a character flaw, he sets the stage for skills-based change and sustainable confidence that does not depend on applause. Secondly, building an internal scoreboard through personal philosophy. A core antidote to FOPO is an internal scoreboard built on a clear personal philosophy. Gervais guides readers to define who they are, what they stand for, and how they want to live, then translate that into first principles and daily behaviors. Instead of outsourcing worth to rankings or gatekeepers, you measure success by alignment with values such as courage, curiosity, or compassion, and by effortful pursuit of high standards. The process includes articulating purpose, crafting simple guiding statements, and identifying behaviors to practice under pressure. This becomes a North Star when stakes rise and opinions swirl, reducing cognitive load and second-guessing. With an internal scoreboard, feedback turns from threat into information, competition becomes a classroom, and results are evaluated as signals, not verdicts. Gervais emphasizes repetition and reflection to groove these beliefs into automatic responses, so your philosophy reliably drives choices in meetings, negotiations, performances, and creative work. Thirdly, confidence from competence and deliberate practice. The book rejects hollow pep talks and grounds confidence in competence. Gervais breaks confidence into three trainable sources: knowing you can because you have done the work, knowing you can figure it out because you have problem-solving reps, and knowing you can handle the stress because you have prepared your nervous system. He outlines deliberate practice routines that sharpen specific skills, use immediate feedback, and prioritize effortful repetitions at the edge of ability. Progressive exposure is a key lever. You practice performing under realistic pressure, gradually increasing intensity, so your body learns that arousal, evaluation, and uncertainty are not emergencies. This stress inoculation reduces FOPO by shrinking the gap between training and showtime. He also details recovery protocols and reflection loops that convert experience into learning. The takeaway is simple and liberating. Earn the right to trust yourself through disciplined preparation, and confidence becomes a byproduct rather than a performance you must fake. Fourthly, mental skills for awareness, regulation, and focus. Gervais equips readers with a toolkit used by elite performers to manage mind and body in the moments that matter. Awareness training helps you notice FOPIO thoughts without fusing to them. Mindfulness and single-point concentration repatriate attention from worry to task. Breathing protocols regulate arousal and promote state control on demand. Thought labeling and cognitive reframing reduce the sting of criticism and redirect internal dialogue toward useful cues. Imagery and future pacing create neural blueprints for high-quality execution. Self-talk scripts, built from values and strengths, replace rumination with precise performance reminders. These tools are not abstract. Gervais shows how to embed them into pre-performance routines, reset rituals after mistakes, and debrief structures after events. The result is a reliable path from panic to presence, where you can access your best skills under scrutiny. Over time, repeated skill use rewires your default response to pressure from fear to readiness. Lastly, designing environments and relationships that reduce FOPO. Mastery is social, so the book addresses culture design at home, at work, and on teams. FOPO thrives in low-trust, high-surveillance systems. Gervais offers mechanisms to build psychological safety without lowering standards. Clarify roles and values, reward learning behaviors, and separate identity from outcome. He outlines how to form a trusted council for honest feedback, how to give and receive critiques that target behavior rather than personhood, and how leaders can model vulnerability paired with competence. He shows why language matters. Questions that prime curiosity beat judgments that trigger defensiveness. He also explains how to curate inputs by limiting comparison traps, controlling exposure to vanity metrics, and setting boundaries around devices and meetings. Finally, he highlights the compounding effect of shared rituals, from briefings to debriefs, that normalize reflection and turn mistakes into collective assets. By engineering conditions where courage is safer, FOPO loses its leverage and performance accelerates. In conclusion, the first rule of mastery is for ambitious learners, leaders, creators, and competitors who feel constrained by second-guessing and external validation. If you have ever over-edited yourself in a meeting, delayed a launch for fear of critique, or played to not lose when it mattered most, this book will meet you where you are and move you forward. Gervais offers a rare blend of science, story, and step-by-step practice that builds real skills rather than temporary hype. You will finish with an internal scoreboard, a clear personal philosophy, and a daily training plan for confidence, focus, and courage. The payoff is practical and profound. Better decisions under pressure, bolder expression of your strengths, and deeper enjoyment of the work itself. Choose this book over generic motivation because it translates elite performance psychology into accessible, repeatable habits that compound. It will not ask you to be fearless. It will train you to be free. If you would like to support Michael Gervais, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.